The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it."
Take the stone away, come out.
Take the stone away,
come out, come out. Take the stone away, come out.
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him."
He said this and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he's asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought he meant ordinary sleep. So Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died. And I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him."
Take the stone away.
When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give to you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are Christ, the Son of God, the one who was coming into the world."
Take the stone away, come out, come out. Take the stone away, come out.
When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house, comforting her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Take the stone away, come out, come out. Take the stone away, come out.
When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it.
Take the stone away, come out, come out. Take the stone away, come out.
Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out."
Take the stone away, come out,
come out.
Take the stone away, come out. Take the stone away, come out, come out. Take the stone away, come out.
The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him.
The Gospel of the Lord. You may think that the main character in today's gospel is Lazarus, but he's not. He doesn't even have a speaking part. He's just a kind of a walk-on. The main character, at least the one from whom we can learn the most on the next 2 weeks of our journey of Lent, is Martha. Martha is like the Samaritan woman at the well in the story 2 weeks ago. Martha is like the man born blind in the story that you heard last week. Martha is gradually drawn toward a deeper faith in Jesus, a deeper understanding of who Jesus is for her and for you and me. She moved from faith in Jesus as one who would raise her brother on the last day to faith in Jesus and accepting Jesus as the resurrection and the life now, today, as well as forever. What Jesus did for Martha, Jesus would like to do today for you and me. And what Jesus did to Lazarus, Jesus would like to do today for you and me. But one depends on the other. We can't become another Lazarus if we don't become another Martha. The key question that Jesus asked of Martha is the same one he asks of you and me today. Do you believe? Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? Not just later, after death, but now. Do you believe that I can bring you life now, today, in this Eucharist, in the sacrament of reconciliation, in the anointing of the sick, in baptism? Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life now? Do you believe that, like Lazarus, I can raise you out of your tombs now, today? I can bring you out of the tombs of grief or loneliness or boredom and a routine and a life with little meaning or a dried out and dead faith? Do you believe that I can raise you out of your fears and timidity and self-pity? Or even worse, out of the hatred, the resentment that may be in your life, the unwillingness to forgive, which is a self-dug grave? Do you believe that I can raise you from the depths of despair or addiction, or that overpowering temptation or sin or weakness that seems to bury you alive without hope? Do you believe that I can re-energize you to work for the kingdom of justice and peace and care for creation, even when everything seems dark and hopeless and you're dead tired of struggling? Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? That as I said to Lazarus, I can say to you, come forth, come alive, come back to us. A man named Marco Contreras believed last week here in Los Angeles, after being buried in a prison for 20 years, for a murder that he did not commit. Marco was released by a local judge when the Loyola Law School Project for the Innocent, after 5 years of work, found proof that the eyewitness account was not reliable and found evidence that another man had committed the murder. When he was released, asked whether he felt any rancor, Contreras, now 41, after 20 years in prison, shook his head and said, no, none, there's no reason. He said he was looking forward to Holy Week because his faith, he said, had kept him from spiraling into depression. Marco Contreras believed. He became another Lazarus because he became another Martha. If you believe, and if you have enough faith in yourself and in Jesus Christ, and in the Spirit of God that St. Paul was dwelling with us to bring our mortal bodies into life, if we believe, or even if we try to believe, if we want to believe, and we don't give up, then you'll know the joy of Lazarus as he came forth from the tomb and he heard these words of Jesus, untie him, snap those bindings that wrap you in whatever tomb you have come forth, and go free. Be free to live fully alive.